You sure you can handle this? I asked, holding a training stick in the middle of a large room. Abigail gave me a strange look, like I must be crazy to think I could beat her in one-on-one combat. I invited you down here, she said, spinning the staff in her hand, if you'll remember. I was just being polite, in case you wanted an out, I said. Me? What about you? Don't worry about me, sister, I said with a slight smirk. She cocked her brow. You know I'm not a nun anymore, don't you? Once a nun, always a nun, I said as she raised her staff and a small spark lit up on the other end. We were using electrified weapons in order to test the strength of the shield. It was a safer, albeit still dangerous, alternative to actual gunfire. Abigail bent her knees and took her fighting stance, giving me a slight nod. I grinned. Okay, then, I said, tapping the switch on my own staff. Sparks emitted from the ends. I immediately rushed forward, swinging the stick in a low sweep as I went for her legs. She blocked it, pushing the staff aside with her own, then twisted around and managed to strike my shoulder. Shield at 98%, said the voice in my ear. It was Athena's, the cognitive program in charge of Titan, our present location. Shit, I muttered, noticing the blue flicker of the shield as it appeared over my body. Looks like the shield works, said Abigail, stepping toward me again, extending the stick towards my chest. I deflected it, but only barely avoiding the electrical sparks as they came within centimeters of my shield. With Abigail off balance, I went for another strike. She dodged out of the way, but I wouldn't give her time to come back. I swept low again, knowing she'd block it, holding her staff up with mine as she held it across her chest horizontally. Then I pushed my stick forward, sliding it beneath her staff, and tapped her directly in the chest. Sparks collided with the shield as a soft blue layer appeared around her. Damn it, she snapped. 96% remaining. 2% more than your hit, I said, winking. Must be my man strength. You're an idiot, she said, giving me a look. I ignored her obvious jealousy. Makes me wonder how many bullets this thing could take. She nodded. Should we continue until the shields drain? We can test ammunition later, if you'd like. I responded with a thrust, stabbing at her face with the stick. She blocked it, then tapped me in the leg for a quick hit. Shield at 96%, I heard Athena say. I pushed her stick away, going for a middle thrust, but she deflected. She pressed forward on her leg, signaling her next move, so I got ready for it. When she lunged, I brushed her staff aside and grabbed hold of her arm, spinning her around so she fell across my leg. She caught my wrist with her hand, yanking me to the floor with her, and I let go of the stick in the confusion. She managed to get on my waist, holding her stick above my neck, about to press down. I grabbed it, pushing the end. It lowered a few centimeters, causing the shield to flicker as the wood collided with the hard light. Shield at 76%, said the voice in my ear. Give up yet? Asked Abigail. The staff continued to grind on the shield, creating sparks, so I stopped pushing up and started pushing sideways, letting the stick fall beside me and into the floor. It hit the floor next to my head with a loud pop. Abigail fell forward with it, giving me the chance to grab her waist and turn her around. We rolled until she was under me, the staff beside us, and her body between my knees. She tried to get up, but I grabbed both her hands and pinned them above her head. Give up yet? I asked, echoing her earlier question. God damn it, she shouted, squirming as she tried to get out of the arm lock. I had you! That's twice I've pinned you now, I said, only a few centimeters from her face. If you're referring to the time we first met, that one didn't count. I was wearing my church garments, if you'll remember, she said. Fine, but that's still 1-0. I jumped to my feet, offering her my hand. Best 2 out of 3? Deal, she said, grasping my wrist. But I won't lose again. As I walked back from the training area, I couldn't help but observe the sheer size of this megastructure I'd come to call home. I could probably fit several thousand ships the size of the Renegade Star inside this station, although I couldn't be sure. I'd been here for nearly 3 days, but still hadn't had the chance to explore much of this place. It was vast and empty, but still full of passages and secrets. Given enough time, I wondered how much loot I could salvage. I snickered as I passed through an open archway into another corridor. This one had a garden lining its sides, varying kinds of flowers of all colors and shapes, herbs and plants. It gave the otherwise Spartan layout a bit of life, something that for the most part seemed to be lacking in other areas of Titan. "Captain," came a voice from above. Athena instantly manifested in front of me, taking me by surprise. "Holy shit," I said, throwing my hand up at her. "Say something before you go leaping out in front of people like that."
"I apologize," she said, bowing her head slightly. "Although I did say, Captain."
I paused. Had the fancy computer program, no, the cognitive, just given me a bit of sass? "Just tell me what you want, Athena." She smiled pleasantly.
"Yes, sir. I wanted to let you know that I have restored access to the bridge and would prefer to convene there."
"Not now," I said, fanning my hand. "I need a shower."
"Understood. When you're ready, Captain."
She disappeared, fading completely out of sight. I continued on my way, hearing laughter from further down the hall as I drew closer to the next turn.